Hey, thank you for pressing play. And while you're here, please subscribe to this YouTube channel for all awesome content. Get lost in it, whatever. You're here for another 88.5 FM, the SoCal Sound in-studio session. It's an interview and performance series. My name is Byron Gonzalez. I am the host of Bilingual Sounds. It's a weekly radio show exploring music in English and in Spanish every Wednesday at 9 p.m. And today, joining me in studio all the way from Milwaukee and off their new EP called You Could At Least Say Goodbye, we got Reina in studio. We got
hello.
Sister Duo. Thank you for coming. No, it's okay. You can say hello. You can interrupt me. That's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Say hello. I encourage it.
Hello. We are so excited to be here. We've seen you in so many cities now.
Yeah. Austin, in your home via Zoom.
Yes.
And that's it. And then now you're here in LA. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Is this your first time in LA?
No. We used to spend before the pandemic, we were here so much. We've written most of our songs here.
Oh, interesting.
But then we haven't been back.
Okay. Well, because LA is my city, what do you love about this city?
I love the people.
I love the food.
Yesterday we were at the show and it just, it was so nice to see people that sound and look like us, you know, coming from Milwaukee. It's like, it's very, hard to get into, you know, like a community where like everyone looks like you, 'cause everyone looks, you know, white.
Yeah.
So it was so nice to be like surrounded by like our culture. And that's what I love about California and like LA especially.
Yeah, and then after the show we went and we had street tacos and they were amazing. So
there's no street tacos in Milwaukee?
There are, but not like
not
those.
The same.
It's like they're like making the tortillas from scratch. It was amazing.
Oh yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's the authenticity. Plus you were in East LA. That's like the pinnacle of like the culture. It's mm-hmm. almost like Little Mexico, Little
exactly.
Latin America.
It feels like we're in Mexico, so it feels like home.
That's awesome. Let's start the interview up right now. Let's hear some music. What is the first song you're going to play for us right now?
This was the first song that we wrote for the EP, Todo Tu Nada. We wrote it with Brad Hale over Zoom.
Oh, wow.
He was in Minneapolis and we were in Milwaukee and it was our first Zoom session ever. And we actually wrote this song in 30 minutes.
Those are the best ones sometimes, right?
It was just so easy. And he was like, all right, we're done. We'll just work on it. Like, send you stuff. Like, it was really cool. And then once we got together in the studio with him, we kind of just like fine tuned it and added a bunch of like decorations. But yeah.
Yeah, I love the trumpets in this one.
Yes, that was, we added that in the studio, of course.
It's our favorite part too.
You can trumpet with your mouth, no?
I wish.
All right.
We actually did try.
Here we go.
Take it away.
I don't wanna read your horoscope no more. Or say up till 4 in the morning. I wanna go to sleep tired, 'cause I only been swimming the line. And I'm in my head, ain't no sick as that. Cause this is what I miss. It hurts like hell, but soon I won't feel that. And it's so sad, cause you need this and now. You'll just be another one that goes from Todo Tu Nada. Yeah, you'll just be another one that goes from Todo Tu Nada. TV way, 'cause I only been so empty. And I'm in my head, hate to get away. You ruin everything. It hurts like hell, but soon I won't feel the love. It's so sad, 'cause you need days and love. You'll just be another one that goes from Todo Tu Nada. Yeah, you'll just be another one that goes from Todo Tu Nada. Ah, through to nada. Here you'll just be another one that goes from through to nada.
That was great. Sounds so good acoustic. You guys are great on those acoustic guitars.
Thank you. It was fun to put it together.
Nice. Do you have an acoustic bass?
I don't actually.
No. So you're
missing. I've never been a fan because they're so big.
Yeah.
So I feel like I look very awkward playing them.
Oh, have you ever tried the stand-up bass?
The stand-up, yes, I have. That I like more. But the acoustic, like big bass, I just feel very weird.
Okay. I mean, it is, and you got to lug it around.
Yes.
It's worse than...
That's the worst part.
Yeah. It's the worst thing. So you just recently released You Could At Least Say Goodbye. And we were talking before in previous interviews that it's a breakup album. Mostly Vic's point of view. But you both had a hand in it. Now that you've released it and play it often... Is it very therapeutic? Are you healed? Do you heal every time you play songs from this EP?
Yes, I feel when we were writing it, I was really hurt. So it was kind of like just like throwing everything up. You know, it was kind of like this like vile feeling of like writing my feelings. And now it feels like it's not mine anymore. Like it's everybody who's
everybody
listening.
Sharing the same
yeah.
thing.
So it just every time we play it, or it just has a different vibe for me now, and I feel like it's a very universal feeling. So now, you know, it just doesn't feel like it's all mine.
I get it. Yeah, we're all sharing that feeling. And she also wrote a couple songs in like defense for you.
Yes,
which
yes,
is
I
really
did.
Cool. Because you were like experiencing it firsthand.
Oh, right. Yeah. I feel like I live all of her relationships with her. And sometimes I'm just like, dude, just please stop.
But then you wouldn't have any content.
No, I know. It's great content. Thank you for that.
It really makes for great lyrics.
Yes, it does.
I am in pain with you guys.
You're welcome, Dan.
Now, moving forward, are you kind of looking ahead now too with the next couple of releases? What can we expect content-wise in those? Are you any of you going through a heartbreak?
So we're going to work on one more music video for this EP, for Todo To Nada.
Oh, cool.
So we're filming that at the end of this month. And then after that, I think we want to start writing like a new batch of songs, right?
That's our plan. We have a bunch of... demos that we like write on our computer and it sounds really like a chill vibe. It's kind of like on the same level of You Could At Least Say Goodbye, but I think it's gonna be a little bit more influenced by like stuff that we're listening to right now, so I'm excited to.
By that she means Bad Bunny.
Well, no, like I love like Jesse Baez. I'm like really into him right now, like all those, like I've always identified with those kind of like guitar parts. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, I'm being encouraged to do that.
That's really cool. Now you two have been playing music together for a while. How do you think the dynamic between writing songs has changed over the years? Has it changed a lot? Is it still kind of you're always been cohesive songwriters when you're writing together, or how do you had to work on that a lot?
I feel like when we were younger, we would fight a lot when we would write songs.
Like I want to say this word.
Yes. Or like we have very different music tastes. Vic likes she likes pop music, and I'm not, that's not what I listen to usually.
You're the alternative.
Again, yes. You're welcome.
And so we kind of like struggled trying to blend that sound. But I think now we know like what our sound is, and we know that both of our taste kind of like make what Reina sounds like. So now I feel like we trust that, and we just kind of like get in a room and write, and we know that it's going to be okay at the end of the day. Like the song will be fine.
But okay. I think what's changed the most is just like the way that we come into the studio. Like we have nothing to prove to anybody or ourselves. Like it's just like it just feels a lot lighter now. I feel like we're in like a very like safe space to just create what we really want. And before, we had the pressure of like producers or, you know, our management, and it just didn't feel the way that we wanted it to feel. And like now we're creating music at home, and like I think the pandemic had a lot to do with that.
Right.
And it was just kind of like trusting ourselves to also produce and being like, this is what I want to, you know, put out. And I think that it's given us that I don't know, like confidence to do it and not expect other people to like help or, you know, have a word in it, right. in it. So yeah, it just feels like very like self-aware.
Right. You kind of grab hold of what is Reina now, mm-hmm. and you know where you're going.
Yeah.
Even with that, do you still feel scared when you're releasing new music out?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. There's still a lot of fear in that.
Yeah. Obviously, like we want to like make the people that listen to our music happy, you know, like I think that's like the only thing that we care about when, but not really in the studio. Cause we're like, we're just trying to make the best song.
Right. You're possibly. Trying to listen. You're trying to make something that you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you trust your audience that we have the same musical taste. So you should
or that they can identify with like a word or, you know, a phrase or, you know, like sometimes people just like, you know, Gab's guitar part or I mean, bass part or whatever. And those are like really cool little moments when like people come up to us and they were like, oh, I learned your guitar, like your guitar part. And
oh, really?
Like,
that's really so cool.
Yeah. So like those are the things that, you know, really makes us happy.
Yeah, makes it worthwhile.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, yeah, sure, you get your creative freedom out, you get all that, but then mm-hmm. you're like, it falls, like, you don't know, you're not hearing the feedback until you do a show.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's beautiful. Yep. Let's get into the second song. What is the second song you're going to play for us right now?
This one is called You Could At Least Say Goodbye.
Oh, this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Take it away.
Haven't washed my hair, who cares? Left my coffee and my wallet on the counter. Bitch, where's my phone? Haven't eaten any vegetables. I think I'm letting myself go. Posté tus fotos solo pa' borrarlas. Bitch, where's my phone? Y no sé por qué. Quiero que me quieras. I want you to love me, but I know you don't. Days go by and I don't really need you. Pretend I don't need you, but you know I do. And the moment's still and it's that ansiedad. You kept my vintage still. Sing me out of dust. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. Say goodbye. You can at least say goodbye. You can at least say goodbye. Goodbye, baby. Never made it to Disneyland. Was gonna write your name in the sand. Wish you come back like a meet Joe Black. Hey, where'd you go? And the moment stopped. And the sun answered that. You kept my vintage self. See me out of dust. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. So goodbye, baby. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. Goodbye, baby. Y no sé por qué. Quiero que me quieras. I want you to love me, but I know you don't. If days go by and I don't really need you. Pretend I don't need you, but you know I do. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. So goodbye, baby. You could at least say goodbye. You good at least saying goodbye. You could at least say goodbye. Goodbye, baby. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Goodbye, baby. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Wonderful. Thank you for playing that. The title track of your EP.
I moved back and that was just like a squeak on the chair. I was like, oops.
That's the authenticity.
Of course. And it's real.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know a little bit about your upbringing and how music got involved in there. What was kind of like an album that really laid it out for you that you're like, man, music is, I want it to be part of my life and I want to like make it a career, maybe.
I always remember listening to Shakira's first album. What's it called?
Or is that her second one? Antología.
Yeah, I don't know if it's her first or second. We used to listen to that a lot. Also, our aunts used to be obsessed with the Cardigans.
The Cardigans.
And I feel, I kind of like hear, especially like the way we sing together, I think sounds kind of similar to that. But I mean, there's so much. We also listen to a lot of Juan Gabriel and Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like Rush. Yeah. We listen to a lot of Rush, which is why I play the bass. And my first bass was like a Geddy Lee bass.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, our dad, when I think I was 11, and our dad was like, if you guys really want to be musicians, if you learn Rush songs, you can play anything.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty intricate, aren't they?
So yeah, there you had little Gavin and Vic learning Rush songs at like 11.
Oh, that's so cool. Who started it first, though? Who like got their first instrument?
Well, it's weird because I, my whole life was like, I want to be a singer. I want to be a musician. But somehow our dad gave Vic a guitar.
Oh.
And I was like, like me. So then I was like, I want an instrument, but I don't want to play the same instrument she plays. And I didn't want to play the piano. Okay. So he just gave me a bass. I didn't even.
You didn't even ask.
I didn't even know. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we also like got obsessed with the movie School of Rock.
Okay.
And, yeah. And also like you're Freaky like, Friday, the band from Freaky Friday. You know what I mean? Like that like girl band in Freaky Friday, I think also really like we wanted to be like that.
But we also had, so our grandma on my mom's side, she was a mariachi singer. Like,
well, yeah, okay. So that also, thing. There's so music in your family already.
Yeah. She was a singer and every time she had an event, she would bring us along and we would sing a song with her.
That's so cool.
And we were like tiny and she would just like pinch us.
Oh my God.
And you're like, you're going to sing. And I'm like, okay, so I guess we're going to sing. But it wasn't like we wanted to be there. It was kind of just like a thing that we had to do.
Okay. Yeah.
But then we loved it. You know, we loved being in front of people. We loved singing. And everywhere we went, it's like, oh, las hermanitas, you know, like little sisters. And then like everywhere we went out, we had to sing. So.
Yeah.
It was required of you this time.
Yeah.
And now you're just doing it because you love it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first started writing songs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very vividly.
I can't remember very vividly. How old we were, but I remember like being in the room with Vic and it was like.
Also, you already, even young, you were already writing songs.
We were little. We were kids and we wrote a song. It was called Y-O-Y. And it
Y-O-Y?
Was, Y-O-Y. And it, I'll sing like a tiny bit for you. It was like, I woke up this morning, I stubbed my toe. My best friend called me, not my friend anymore.
Y'all should release a EP called The Early Days.
Yeah.
And it's like about getting detention or something. And
oh, real? Yeah, that we can connect with that.
We've been writing songs ever since. I think we like genuinely like have always loved that part the most.
Writing is like the best for. That's what I enjoy the most. Like I love playing out and everything, but I see it more as like a therapy, like we were talking about earlier, and it just feels so good to create something.
Exactly.
And to create something with my sister is like a plus.
That's awesome. And now it seems like you've had a really long journey with music and just being involved with your grandma making you sing. And now you're a band. Where do you feel now where Reina's at?
I feel maybe? I feel like Reyna is where it needs to be. I feel like we're very content with our personal lives and, you know, like our professional lives outside of music and in music. Like I said, I just don't feel any like pressure or, you know, having to prove myself to anything or anyone. And I think when we started feeling that way, we became happy as musicians. Because I feel like a lot of musicians get frustrated and like they end their journey right. sooner than what it should because of the pressure. And we had like a talk like 2 years ago, I think it was in 2019. And we were like, we're just not going to be like that anymore. Like, we're just going to do what we want. And wow. I think that like really set us free. And it's like whatever happens or doesn't happen, it doesn't matter because we're happy.
Nice. Well, I feel like maybe before that, before you came to that realization, were there like thoughts that would invade your brain about quitting and just not continuing on?
Oh, yeah. Every day. Like, it's so yeah. hard, you know, being a musician, being anything, you know, human, it's hard.
Yeah.
And there's also like the pressure of society, you know, like money and
right.
Success
and marriage and houses and cars and like bills. And
yeah.
And I feel like once that takes over, you know, like your creativity, it's just, it's hard to create. So we were at that point where we were like, are we really happy? Like, because that's what really matters.
Yeah.
You know, and like everything else is just distractions.
Right. And just kind of curious if somehow in like an alternative universe, if music was in your life, what would you think you'd be doing? Working at Best Buy or at a grocery store or maybe an accountant.
I think Vic would be, I mean, she is already, but I think she'd be like a businesswoman. She used to sell her homework at school.
Yes.
So she's always been like that kind of person. I think I would still be some type of like art. Like I mean, I like to do like video stuff. I like.
Okay. A creative director.
Creative director. Or also, I really like to cook. So there's maybe like a different version of myself somewhere where I'm like a cool chef.
That's cool.
I would also be a soccer player.
You would be
a soccer player. Oh, yeah. You do play a lot of soccer. I've seen your Instagrams.
Yes.
That's really cool to know about you. Good to know a little bit deeper into Reyna.
Yes.
Let's end the session with the song. What is the final song that you're gonna be
Coachella.
Playing.
This is Coachella.
Yeah, we actually wrote Coachella here. That was the last song we wrote before the pandemic.
Was it because of the festival or because of the city?
So it was, we were, I don't know how this happened, but we were taken to Coachella as influencers.
And we influenced.
We were influencers at Coachella. Like and it was our first time, and we got to stay at like the safari campgrounds. So we had like a tent.
Damn.
Like
a,
just we were next to Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Damn. We like had, yeah, it was insane. And we.
The bougiest like weekend of our lives.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. And when we came we got home, lucky. When we came back to write, we had like writing sessions. We were writing and then we had the idea of like a chorus that was like, we were so happy at Coachella because we were.
Because like whenever like anything bad was happening, I was just like, we were just so happy at Coachella like a week ago.
Even the bad stuff. Oh, like after, like,
you know,
your dopamine like, was just so shot up.
Yeah, yeah, like we were just like on safari life like for a couple of months. So we were like, it just became a thing, you know, that's like cool. We were so happy at Coachella. So then we got into the studio and it just became into this.
And we wrote that as all a right. chorus.
Take it away.
Here we go.
We used to go to sleep laughing, wake up with your hands all over me. I used to make you breakfast, say something like you're the one for me. And now it's all night and sadness, no romance, no diamonds. You used to take me dancing, blue light in front of the TV. We were so happy at Coachella, life fell out an old red line. puedo ni verla. I used to love you, but now I'm saying sorry. Now I'm saying sorry. Slowly, full sadness, no romance, no diamonds. You used to take me dancing, blue light in front of the TV. We were so happy at Coachella, life era una novela. Ya no puedo ni verla. I used to love you, but now I'm saying sorry. Now I'm saying sorry. And now it's lonely, full silence. No romance, no diamonds. And now it's all facts and silence. No romance, no diamonds. We were so happy at Coachella. Life era una novela. Y ya no puedo ni verla. I used to love you, but now I'm saying sorry. Now I'm saying sorry. Saying sorry.
Thank you for playing that. That was cool. Now I see it. Coachella like a novela. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for paying us a visit during your LA visit.
Oh my God. Thanks for having us. So much
yes.
fun.
That was wonderful. Hopefully we'll have you back. Maybe when you release. Is there an album in the works or an EP?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do an album. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah. That should be your next trek.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
We're ready.
Well, thank you again for performing for us.
No, I just want to say thank you guys. This was awesome.
Awesome. And thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. That was Reina from Milwaukee, a sister duo playing like indie pop. Indie pop. Make sure to follow them on their social media. All the links are going to be down below. Thank you for watching.